Another area that we gathered some information on that I was curious what your thoughts were had to do with sort of other, let's say, complementary or supplementary issues in the management of these patients. One was the use itself of complementary therapies, including palliative care, which, of course, so much has been done at your place, as well as psychological counseling. I was hoping it would have been more. How about in your own practice?
You know, I would think the participation rates in that part of the questionnaire is going to be somewhat institution dependent. And what I mean by that is, for instance, at Mass General, given the size and the nature of the institution, many of the complementary services that you listed there are actually provided within the cancer center. They're available during the infusion in the infusion center. And of course, many of them are actually free. And so our participation rate would be in general higher than what was listed there. As you know, palliative care, based on Jen Temmel's paper in New England Journal, brought palliative care right up front for non-small cell lung cancer. We're not quite that aggressive in ovary, but I would say a substantial percentage of our platinum-sensitive recurrence and essentially all of our platinum-resistant recurrence will end up seeing palliative care. We plug them in early, both for pain management. And a lot of our ovary patients have significant GI symptoms, nausea and vomiting, and they help manage that. The other component I think that's unique about ovary, when you talk about psychosocial or psychological counseling, you probably should dovetail into that the clinical geneticists for the ovary patients, because when they have a BRCA1 and 2 mutation or they go for testing, they'll go to the clinical geneticists. The clinical geneticists then will spend a lot of time counseling, may even bring in a psychologist, both for the patient and the family.